14-year-old Ajok Deng sits in the front row in class 7 at Gumbo Primary School in Juba. She's one of the 295,000 South Sudanese girls who receive money from the cash transfers program run by Girls Education South Sudan, or GES. Ajok says she is able to continue to attend school because of the cash transfers.
This money helps me actually. If I want to pay my school fees, I can take from this money and pay my school fees. If I'm in need of something, I can take even from this money and pay for, can buy pants and always like that. If this money continues, I will continue with my education too, because I want to be a successful girl in future. I want to be a doctor and help those who are poor.
17-year-old Rejoice Emoli, who is in primary 8 in this school, says she has been receiving cash transfers since she was in primary 5. She says without the cash transfer, she would be married a long time ago.
I would think like to stay at home because there's no shoes even to come with it in school and clothes, uniform. I don't have to help myself. I would think to stay at home. I will think to go marriage because if there is no that, no one will help me and I cannot be able to do anything even. I will think to go marriage so that my husband will help me.
Cash transfers program gives money to girls from primary 5 to senior 4 across the country to help increase the number of girls in school. Bennett Lado, headmaster of Gumbo Primary School, says before the cash transfers program, the number of girls in his school was very low.
The girls were dropping from P5 to P8, but as soon as they hear that there's money now, the girls are now increasing in class. So P8, P5 up to P8, the number is increasing. In the former time, they were dropping even up to, sometimes you get 2, but now the number is in P5 is 24, of numbers of P6 is 26, and of P7 is 22, and then of P8 is 25. Boys are now 368 and girls is 269. In fact, it encourages us to teach.
Julia Pony's two daughters benefited from the cash transfers program. She says before this support, she struggled to pay for her children's basic needs and education.
They need soaps, they need shoes, they need socks, and they need all scholastic materials like school bags and books. When this money came, we were relieved. We only use the little money we get to pay for the boys who don't get this money.
South Sudan education officials say there are several barriers that prevent girls from going to school. Jess research indicates that finance was the main obstacle. Daniel Geseka works for the cash transfer department at Girls Education South Sudan. He says each girl from primary 5 to secondary school receives 5,600 South Sudanese pounds, which is equal to about $14 yearly. Girls in candidate classes, primary 8 and senior 4, received 8,400 South Sudanese pounds, or about $21. The girls used the money to buy sanitary towels and other personal goods that enabled them to attend school regularly. Geseka says the enrollment rate of girls before the cash transfers program was very low.
Today, David, as we speak, actually we talk about 48.8% are girls. If you go into specifics, for instance, at the first year of the program, we couldn't get 2,000 girls in 3 states, what we call the Greater Upper Nile states, the Upper Nile, the Unity, and the Jonglei. We had less than 2,000 in total. Today, those areas we have girls, the number of girls has improved.
He says the enrollment rate for girls in the Greater Upper Nile region has increased to 98% because of the cash transfers program. The United States Agency for International Development recently announced that it is joining the United Kingdom and Canada in funding the second phase of the GES program. The second phase aims to reach over 900,000 girls in the country. Geseka says the program also supports behavioral change through a radio program to sustain the effort to keep girls in school after the cash transfers.
We also try to address the behavior and social norms, cultural social norms, in terms of why are girls not going to school, and that is being done by our program of behavior change, where we do the radio programming, and the community engagement where we are speaking so that all of us appreciate. So once they come to school and they start seeing the benefits of learning, it's good, it's easier that they can be kept there.
The USAID contribution to the program aims to support non-government schools in 13 counties, including Kapoita North, Budi, and Pibor, where girls' enrollment in schools are relatively very low. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.